The devaluation heard round the world. China decides to let its currency slide. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Chinese central bank let China's currency drop today, and so it did, falling 1.9%, the biggest one-day slide in about two decades. Marketplace's China bureau chief Rob Schmitz joins me from Shanghai. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So why is China weakening its currency now?
Well, in the official statement, the People's Bank of China said it wanted to bring its currency more in line with market forces, and it was hinting that this was part of a series of economic reforms the government's been unveiling for the past year. But there's definitely more to this. Data released this past weekend showed that Chinese exports were unexpectedly down 8% from a year ago. A devalued currency means exported goods are suddenly cheaper, so it's likely the central bank is trying to inject some life into what has been sluggish Chinese exports.
You think it'll work?
Probably not. First off, this will put pressure on other countries to push down their own currencies to help their exporters compete. And the other problem for China is that its export economy is dying kind of a slow death. Wages are up, and this enormous labor force that made China the workshop of the world has moved on to different types of jobs. And those old factory jobs have moved to poorer countries in Southeast Asia and India. I spoke to University of Chicago political scientist Dali Yang about this today, and here's what he said.
Chinese export engine was driven by a huge army of cheap labor, and that cheap labor is gradually shrinking, and nothing can turn that around.
And David, while this currency move probably isn't going to bring any factories back to China, it does mean that Chinese goods in the U.S. will be a little cheaper, and American goods in China will be a little more expensive.
Yeah, we're talking goods, but we're actually talking jobs. You know, Chinese manufactured goods are cheaper. Our stuff's a little tougher to sell.
That's right. And that's always been a hot button issue in Washington. And David, it is election season again. So even though China is increasingly allowing market forces to set its exchange rate, something Washington has called on China to do for years, a devaluation of the yuan means we may still see this currency war issue pop up again when the candidates start debating our trading relationship with China.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Let's stay with China's devaluation today. Mark Lucchini is Chief Investment Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Good morning, David.
This is quite a bombshell here out of China.
Well, it really is. Obviously, we knew that they had been undertaking various efforts to reflate economic activity as the People's Bank of China has been somewhat deliberately lowering interest rates. And we felt that they had plenty of scope to continue to do more of the same before they resorted to this. And at the same time, Chinese officials have been lobbying for the inclusion of the renminbi in the IMF special drawing rights basket. So this is going to be interpreted as currency manipulation, which isn't exactly a feather in their cap.
Market players today got this vivid sign that the Chinese economy is so weak that they may need to manipulate the currency.
Well, absolutely. We know, of course, that that's been a threat for some time, not knowing exactly where their growth rate was going to settle, but it was clearly decelerating. Of course, the threat elsewhere is what does it do to multinationals based here in the U.S. or elsewhere selling goods and services into China, now faced with a stronger currency vis-a-vis the Chinese yuan.
Multinationals that employ U.S. workers in many cases.
Particularly when you think about a company like Caterpillar that does a lot of infrastructure work and has typically commented on their efforts in China to expand their business. And the strong dollar has been a headwind for them. And this is only going to be magnified by today's news.
Mark Lucchini at Janney Montgomery Scott, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
Some other data of note. After two straight drops, there is word today that we got more done with less last quarter. Productivity went up 1.3%. Rising productivity, sometimes driven by machines doing the work of men and women, is nonetheless good for keeping inflation at bay. The Federal Reserve is watching this closely, with a decision on raising interest rates on the way perhaps within weeks. Indictments are expected today in New York and New Jersey involving an alleged international hacking ring that reportedly used computer break-ins to get press releases before they were released, that is to say, to commit cyber insider trading. Marketplace's Noel King is looking into this developing story.
Insider trading usually involves insiders, high-ranking individuals within a company. In this case, though, insider means an outsider who got information normally reserved for those insiders. Here's how it works. When a company has big news, it writes up a press release, and then it waits for the right time to send it. It's alleged that Ukraine-based hackers broke into the servers of companies that send those press releases and stole them, making them, with their illegally obtained information, the definition of insiders, people who know something most others don't. The hackers sent that information to a group of traders here in the U.S. The traders bought and sold shares in hundreds of companies based on the illegally obtained information. The end result, prosecutors say, was a $30 million payday, and maybe an expanded definition of insider trading.
Marketplace's Noel King, thank you. And we've been following the surprise restructuring at Google, which will now report to a newly created parent company called Alphabet. Meat and potatoes Google stuff like search and advertising and the Android operating system will be in what's now a Google subsidiary of Alphabet. The more daring stuff like self-driving cars and extending the human lifespan attempts will be at Alphabet. The big brand will stay Google, and Alphabet's stock symbol will remain Goog. Because apparently G-O-O-G are letters of the alphabet. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.